Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, November 27, 2019. We are sort of exploring the subject of cybernetics, in particular probabilism and cybernetics, as a carry-on or picking up from where we left off at the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast, and just discussing the disturbing realization that, you know, the more that you dive into all of these things, pretty much everything, you know, I mentioned Adam Smith's words from The Wealth of Nations, speaking of the contrast of a society categorized by a militia versus a standing army. Adam Smith observed, in a militia, the character of the laborer, artificer, or tradesman predominates over that of the soldier. And in a standing army, that of the soldier predominates over every other character. And like I said, you look at these, you know, the Army's new commercials or the Air Force's propaganda, come play with these cool cutting-edge toys. You know, you're gonna play with things that are on the edge of the horizon of man, basically. And it's just, it's very captivating and enticing, I think, to particularly to young minds and certain, you know, but again, that none of that is by accident. But you take that sort of concept and then you apply it more broadly in this cybernetic totalist perspective, and you see that virtually everything, I mean, the field of artificial intelligence, for example, is entirely a cybernetic totalist field. Systems engineers, systems architects, things like that, efficiency experts, all of the lean management, Six Sigma, everywhere you look, we are a culture that is just entirely enamored, consumed, and identified by the cybernetic totalist scientific technique everywhere. And so what is sad and horrifying about that, I think, is that really no one's left to themselves. No one is left apart from this manipulation. And it's important, and I'll get into this. I said there was one paper I wanted to focus on. I'll get to that. It's Robert Piotrowski's Between Plato and Wiener, Philosophical Cybernetics in the 17th Century. I want to get to that. But one of the things, because I think that Piotrowski did a good job in his 2012 paper of defining terms for us. And so this is a good primer on the subject for folks who don't know, I think. But he starts out by defining terms. The knowledge concerning steering and control has been gathered since the dawn of humanity. And its contemporary name is derived from the Greek expression, which means the art of steersmanship. Plato introduced it to philosophy. Nevertheless, the one-word term cybernetics was coined more than 2,000 years later by Ampere, who restricted its scope to a mere subfield of political science. And so this is where we also get to the confluence of cybernetics and electricity. Compliments of Mr. Ampere. Anyway, of course, the field of cybernetics is much broader, embracing all steering processes. Again, that seems to recall the video clip that we just played. You know, Stafford Beer, controlling an entire country. And that was Chile in the early 1970s. Embraces all steering processes, and its principal aim is to identify general principles of steering and control. As it is well known, scientific cybernetic research begun only in the second part of the 19th century, not in the context of political science, but in the framework of physiology, psychology, and engineering. Anyway, we'll get back to that in a minute. I just think it's fascinating when you understand all of this and you look around today, you know, who benefits from Ibono? Who benefits from the ants in the anthill or the bees in the hive, who go about their daily business not even realizing, not having the slightest, foggiest clue? Every aspect of their lives has been virtually engineered. And again, the subject of probabilism comes into view because probabilism is a much more virulent strain or form of tyranny, I would say, because it's not as, it doesn't feel as imposing a tyranny when you're steered in Rand Corporation game theory fashion. Steersmanship. Anyway, more on that for now. To the phones we go. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Man, you know, I wanna kind of draw it. First of all, I've coined a new term, mentometry. I feel
what,
like,
is it?
Mentometry.
Mentometry. Okay.
Okay, here's this is strange, Chris, but I've had an aha week. Okay, as you get older, your vision starts failing, and you really don't notice because it's so slow. Finally, you say, I got to do something about this. So you go to the doctor, you go to the optometrist, and he sits you in a chair, and he puts his spectacles on you, and he says, tell me the smallest line you can read clearly. And then he does something. He said, one or two, which is better? And finally, you're going, wow, I didn't know I was so blind. So mentometry and mentometrist, Chris, I feel like the more you look at this, the clearer it becomes. And you're going, it's almost like someone is putting your mind in a chair and saying, can you see it now? One or two, A or B, which one looks best to you, Chris? And I know it's kind of esoteric, but it is so clear because I've realized just this morning that the elections that we go to every 4 years and we're going to vote our way out and we're going to get someone in we can trust is nothing more than a nationwide Delphi in a 50-state Holiday Inn conference room conducted by hundreds of facilitators that are saying, mm-hmm. Well, we need you to go here. Yeah. I brought that up on an earlier broadcast this morning and was treated like I was nuts. And one of the gentlemen was actually, well, I was in psychological operations in the military. So I said, surely you know what the Delphi technique is. And Chris, it's just amazing to me that when you want the truth, it's almost like a Jeremiah 33:3 moment with me where I am being shown things that, not that I knew it all, but I thought I had most of this figured out. And now here I am again, falling down the rabbit hole, guided by the Holy Spirit, seeing reality for what it is and realizing just what condition we're in. And people are putting their trust in faces that have no concern for anyone. It's funny because you mentioned one of your articles was talking about Harold Quigley and we're basically no more than serfs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were going to talk about that. But that's what I brought up on the broadcast on the previous broadcast, because these people, Republicans and Democrats, senators and congressmen and prime ministers, are all kings protecting their sovereign territory, their kingdoms, and using the serfs to do their bidding, and the serfs believing they don't even know they're slaves. At least William Wallace knew he was a slave. At least, you know, people that were in servitude knew they were slaves. And we're to the point now where we believe ourselves to be free, and we're more enslaved than any generation has ever been. Physically. Some of us have broken out mentally.
To bridge the gap between what you're talking about now and related discussions that we've had in the past, there was an article that I can't find over at AmericanPartisan.org. It seems to have disappeared for the moment, which is interesting. But the article was titled Validation. You talked the other day, I said, you know, you said, what is that called? I said, it's neurolinguistic programming, or, you know, the military's, you know, PSYOPs or MISO, military information support operations. It's those things, but it's neurolinguistic programming. And so you're saying, you know, isn't it interesting that these people, this new, someone asks a question, the person starts with, right, so, man, that irritates me. That gets my hackles up so fast because it's NLP. So this article was titled Validation, : the key to manipulation, comma, vetting, comma, and more. Validation, the key to manipulation, vetting, and more. And so that's basically, that's the Cliff's Notes or the spoiler alert on that technique of that sub-technique of neurolinguistic programming, where the person starts by, it's a validation feedback loop, and they start with, right, so, and now you're being drawn in to, you know, the cybernetic recursive programming model, and people don't even know it. And so in this article, the author concludes by saying, if you want to protect yourself and your group against bad actors, regardless of their origin or goals, then you need to learn how to see the threats. Otherwise, you're just another group at the mercy of the next drama, the next poorly planned event, the next bad recruit. Break that cycle, be better. And so it speaks to cybernetic totalist programming. And that was something I posted on Facebook last October. Anyway, just to sort of come full circle on that stuff.
Well, and that goes back to exactly what Nessa Webster was talking about, guiding a blind man into a ditch. You know, you've got people that trust you because they're trusting. So you've got a question. Anybody that starts a response to a question with right, so,
right,
you've got to question their integrity. You got to question their sincerity.
I think so.
They can be, unless they just don't know. I mean, but how can,
and there's a fair amount of that. Emulating,
so that's
or aping.
So remember the word, hey, when someone, Chris, I'm going to start, when someone needs to wake up, I'm going to start saying, I know a good mentometrist. I can give you his name. Because at some point,
I like it.
You know, I'm serious. You need clarity of thought just as much as you need clarity of vision. In fact, a blind person can live freer than a sighted person because they've got an inner sight. They hear differently. They feel and smell. Their other senses are more acute because they've lost one. And we've lost...
John,
doesn't minds.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't it remind you? I mean, you read the Bible, you believe it. The Bible says you're either a slave to sin or you're a slave to Christ. And, you know, we are encouraged, I would say, in suggestibilist fashion to believe that you know, man can be his own God, etc. But doesn't it remind you? It reminds me of Pike's letter to Mazzini, and that idea that through this, what I would call cybernetic recursive process, basically, like Pike allegedly put it in his letter, talking about the Third World War, then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves, et cetera, et cetera. The multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits from that moment be without compass or direction. That to me feels like America today. People are hungry for some kind of spiritual guidance and direction. You can see it in a lot of the pop and contemporary literature. But, you know, like Pike said, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration. That sounds like America to me today.
Well, it's actually as sad as this may sound, there are other nations we consider to be pagan or to be antithetical to what this country is. And as bad as they are, they've got more on the ball in many ways than we do here, because mm-hmm. the Christians are, you talk about Republican in name only, okay? The Christians are Christians in name only. They have no idea just how real, how accurate the Bible is, and out of hand, they'll say they believe it. What I'm saying now and what you've said for years on your broadcast, they reject out of hand because, well, it's not meant to be taken that literally. But once you have a love for the truth and you realize that the truth really does set you free and you want to be free as a nation, you got to be free, not politically, but yeah. You've got to be free in Christ, man, because that's where you're free indeed. Well, and what is free indeed? What does indeed mean? We don't mm-hmm. know. We don't care. We're just totally free. No, you're free indeed. You know, deed means something. And they can't take that from you. So, you know, I don't know. And Fred, if you're listening, I heard you. I love to hear you. I appreciate your support on the other program. And please call in more. Because when I don't hear from Fred, I'm concerned. And the same thing with Renee. Anyway, I appreciate it, Chris. Take them to the mentometers for the rest of the day, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Take people to the mind doctor. Take care.
Thanks, John. Much appreciated. Always appreciate it. So, quickly, briefly, the Delphi method or Delphi technique, you know, from the Oracle entry, the Oracle illusion entry, Wikipedia, the Delphi method, also known as estimate, talk, estimate, ETE. Getting back to that neuro-linguistic programming technique of responding to a question by starting with right. So as a method of drawing someone into that cybernetic steering and control recursive feedback loop model, which the Delphi method is a part of, you know, and you can see from even the Oracle illusion entry, the Wikipedia entry, the name Delphi derives from the Oracle of Delphi. Like I was saying earlier, which is an interesting, you know, again, these concepts all date back to antiquity and Plato in particular. So anonymity of the participants, arguably it also frees participants to some extent from their personal biases, minimizes the bandwagon or halo effect, et cetera, et cetera. But where was that? Online Delphi systems. A number of Delphi forecasts are conducted using websites that allow the process to be conducted in real time. And on, Rand Corporation. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Stick around. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. More right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
Here, I think one has an enormous area in which the ultimate revolution could function very well indeed, an area in which a great deal of control could be used by, not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does, enjoyable to the point where, as I've said before, human beings come to love a state of things which, by any reasonable and decent human standard, they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible.
There you go. 1962. Is it starting to kind of make sense now? You know, we think, oh, no, you know, can't. It's interesting. And again, one of the things that comes to mind with this discussion in view, for me anyway, I think of, sitting in a church in 2004, for example, and listening to people, you know, when we talk about Matthew 24, and Jesus saying in verse 4, see to it that no one misleads you. In other words, take an active role in being eternally vigilant, as Andrew Jackson might say, in ensuring that no one misleads you. He says, see to it that no one misleads you. Be vigilant. Be active. See to it that no one misleads you. And you sit around in a group of people who are cybernetically engineered. You listen to them saying, you know, yeah, amen, and thank goodness that ain't happening to us, brother. Really? How would you know? What is your basis for making that claim? I digress. Forgive my cynicism. Back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, Fred.
I kind of took a little sabbatical. And one thing is, I've kind of been trading, not a trader, trading, and John, as I've said many times before, expressed my thoughts better than I. And I don't always agree with Renee, but I'm just like John said, I miss hearing from her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk very long, but who is John Galt? And I'm not going to go into that right now. I happen to pick it up on the internet, this new John Galt stuff. But anyhow, normalcy bias, confirmation bias, the Delphi technique, AmazingDiscoveries.org, AmazingDiscoveries.org, AmazingDiscoveries.org. But go to Devant Pandit, and he explains it with logic and rhetoric and all this, and why I believe what I believe. And then what you brought up about Ecclesiastes, you know, I get kind of bored and teed off and disgusted with, to be frank, with RBN, but my friend Chris and you know, the people that call in, but Chris, you know, you're one of the main reasons why I'm on RBN. And I don't want to yap on about that. But anyhow, the next time you call me, I'll explain my blabber right now. Have a good day. Bye and thank you. And talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for your call, Fred. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands,
and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back.
Not to let you just walk on me.
Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, November 27th, 2019, the day before Thanksgiving. And that is an interesting juxtaposition, I would say. To the subject matter of cybernetic totalism, this a sort of carry-on from yesterday's broadcast, the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast. And I was thinking in particular, you know, when you search for, you put the terms probabilism and cybernetic in your favorite search engine, that's an interesting, you know, to me, that's an interesting deep dive. You start down the, go through the looking glass, down the rabbit hole of steering and control and how you know, in RAND Corporation game theory fashion, everything is engineered to give the impression or the experience that you are making all of these choices yourself. Meanwhile, as you look around, I was thinking in the break before last, we should play that clip from The Matrix, you know, billions of people living out their lives oblivious. Have you ever just stared at it? That Hugo Weaving, you know, Smith, have you ever just stood and stared at it, marveled at its beauty, its genius? That clip is, you know, as you just look around and watch people going about their lives, not realizing how their lives are not their own. And, you know, it's, I don't know, in a sense, at least to me, it's somewhat horrifying and tragic to see that for many people, for most people, I would say, the vast majority of folks, their lives are not their own. Their lives have been stolen and robbed. And when you can really stand apart from all of that nonsense, one gains a new respect for you know, what Thoreau wrote in Walden. And you start to understand, you know, when he wrote, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." That story that he tells before that, I suppose I'll tell that real quick for those who don't know. I know that most listeners to this broadcast know, but you back up and what is the backdrop? You know, it's interesting. I mean, I'll go back a little bit further. The Jesuits were quite balked by those Indians who, being burned at the stake, suggested new modes of torture to their tormentors. Being superior to physical suffering, it sometimes chanced that they were superior to any consolation which the missionaries could offer, and the law to do as you would be done by fell with less persuasiveness on the ears of those who, for their part, did not care how they were done by, who loved their enemies after a new fashion, and came very near freely forgiving them all they did. And then he wrote, Thoreau and Walden wrote, "Be sure that you," and this was an interesting experience for him. I think it sort of harkens to what I said a couple of days ago at the top of hour two about the cure for the what ails the millennial. That sort of came together extemporaneously, and I think that it's good advice to the millennials. Monday's hour two, first segment. So, continuing, you know, Walden's or Thoreau's experience, his Walden experience, to me, very nearly resembles what I was talking about. And if everyone could have that experience versus, you know, the cybernetic totalist socialized experience, I dare say things would be markedly different in America. And better, quite frankly. Be sure that Thoreau wrote, "Be sure that you give the poor the aid they most need. The aid they most need, though it be your example which leaves them far behind. If you give money, spend yourself with it, and do not merely abandon it to them." We make curious mistakes sometimes. Often the poor man is not so cold and hungry as he is dirty and ragged and gross. And so you think of, you know, the homeless. We're going to cure homelessness. We're going to cure poverty. We're going to end disease. We're going to do all these things in George Bernard Shaw sort of fashion. Maybe we need to play that clip. Or I need to read from Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason. You know, him quoting George Bernard Shaw, in the Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism, when Shaw explained what life in a, you know, Fabian socialist, democratic socialist dictatorship would look like, a cybernetic totalist dystopia. What would it look like? Shaw wrote, this is what you could expect. He said, also, I also made it clear that socialism means equality of income or nothing, and that under socialism, you would not be allowed to be poor. See, that's what they mean when they say we're going to end poverty. That's what they mean. You would not be allowed to be poor. You would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed, whether you liked it or not. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Is everything in America compulsory these days? Well, no. It's voluntary compliance. Let's define terms, shall we? Continuing, George Bernard Shaw wrote, if it were discovered that you had not the character and industry enough to be worth all this trouble, you might possibly be executed in a kindly manner. But whilst you were permitted to live, you would have to live well. And these kinds of people, this kind of thought is what has infected America for more than 100 years. It's pervasive creep, incrementalist creep has been subsuming American minds, and it ought to stop, in my humble opinion. So back to Thoreau from Walden. Often the poor man is not so cold and hungry as he is dirty and ragged and gross. It is partly his taste and not merely his misfortune. If you give him money, he will perhaps buy more rags with it. I was wont to pity the clumsy Irish laborers who cut ice on the pond. And that might not, you know, it is a pejorative that he's using there, the clumsy Irish laborers, I'll just leave it at that, who cut ice on the pond in such mean and ragged clothes. You know, he might as well be saying the homeless bum who was cutting ice on the pond. Anyway, in such mean and ragged clothes, while I shivered in my more tidy and somewhat more fashionable garments, till one bitter cold day, one who had slipped into the water came to my house to warm him. And I saw him strip off 3 pairs of pants and 2 pairs of stockings ere he got down to the skin, though they were dirty and ragged enough, it is true. And that he could afford to refuse the extra garments which I offered him. He had so many intra ones. This ducking was the very thing he needed. Then I began to pity myself, and I saw that it would be a greater charity to bestow on me a flannel shirt than a whole slop shop on him. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery which he strives in vain to relieve. It is the pious slave breeder devoting the proceeds of every 10th slave to buy a Sunday's liberty for the rest. Some show their kindness to the poor by employing them in their kitchens. Would they not be kinder if they employed themselves there? You boast of spending a 10th part of your income in charity. Maybe you should spend the 9/10 so and done with it. Society recovers only a 10th part of the property then. Is this owing to the generosity of him whose possession it is found, or to the remissness of the officers of justice? And then he continues, and I'll leave it at this. Philanthropy is almost the only virtue which is sufficiently appreciated by mankind. Nay, it is greatly overrated, and it is our selfishness which overrates it. A robust poor man, one sunny day here in Concord, praised a fellow townsman to me because, as he said, he was kind to the poor, meaning himself. I leave it to the listener to investigate further if it's of interest. So, curious things. By the way, speaking of all of this, I can't help but I just yesterday, today, I can't help wanting to lean in the direction of Fred McFeely Rogers. Speaking of PSYOPs. Anyway. So when you start investigating probabilism and cybernetics, you come across a number of interesting bits of information and things. Robots reasoning and reification is another one. Robots reasoning and reification. Where is my robot? Bayesian epistemology. The second, cybernetics, deviation amplifying mutual causal processes. Magoro Maruyama. Just deep, dark stuff. Decision theory, game theory, again, which is, and that gets right back to what Fred was talking about, normalcy bias, confirmation bias, those kinds of things. The engineering of consent, Edward Bernays. Anyway, you can just turn it into a math problem. And to me, it comes down to that. And it sounds crazy, but it's been done. And again, this is what all of the dating apps and websites are based on. Satisficing. Decision theory, game theory, cybernetic, steering and control. So speaking of that, back to Robert Piotrowski's Between Plato and Wiener, Philosophical Cybernetics in the 17th Century. It's an interesting read. Short read. And so I want to get to some of that. So he wrote, Robert Piotrowski, this is a good baseline treatise, I would say, on the subject, at least in my opinion. The knowledge concerning steering and control has been gathered since the dawn of humanity. Its contemporary name is derived from the Greek expression, which means the art of steersmanship. Plato introduced it to philosophy. Nevertheless, the one-word term cybernetics was coined more than 2,000 years later by Ampere, who restricted its scope to a mere subfield of political science. Of course, the field of cybernetics is much broader, embracing all steering processes. There you go. Doesn't that sound like what the technocrats were talking about back in 1938? A system that will manage all resources from cradle to grave, right? Technocracy movement under the technocrats' plan. You could still find that on the Oracle Illusion. The Oracle of Wikipedia. Technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population. Technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Sounds patently American to me. Sign me up. Not. So, cybernetics is much broader, the field embracing all steering processes. And its principal aim is to identify general principles of steering and control. For what purpose? Just to identify them? Come on, that's disingenuous. As it is well known, scientific cybernetic research began only in the second part of the 19th century, not in the context of political science, but in the framework of physiology, psychology, and engineering. And it's interesting that, again, you cross the discussion of Gary Cosworth and the occult aspect of this kind of stuff. You just keep coming back to that. And, the Rhodes-Milner Roundtable groups, Fabian Society kind of influence, eugenicists. It's all the same discussion. These people who are just driven by this insatiable desire and quest to control their fellow man. Subjugate, really, is probably the more appropriate term. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Final segment of the second hour. Welcome back. I really do think that, you know, we should dispense with the clever language, the sophistry, and just instead of calling it steering and control, we could call it subjugation. That's more honest. Cybernetics is the study of the scientific subjugation of everyone. It's seventh dimension chess. It's seventh level chess. And, you know, you look at the definitions of subjugation: to bring under control, especially by military force, conquer, to make subordinate or subject to the subject to the dominion of something or someone else, bring under the yoke, subdue, conquer, compel to submit to the dominion, vanquish, make subservient, force to submit or subdue, put down by force or intimidation. People will say, well, you know, I mean, you're using that word force. Yeah, we need to define terms, because force does not always mean physical force. I've talked about this in conjunction with certain other terms that are used. Force is not always physical. Violence is not always physical. And terrorism is not always what it's led, you know, what we're led to believe. Terrorism, the act of terrorizing or state of being terrorized, a mode of government by terror or, wait a minute, what? The practice of coercing governments or citizens to accede to political demands by committing violence on civilian targets, etc. Oh, you mean like strategy of tension, kind of false flag synthetic terror stuff, right? The use of violence or threat of violence, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political goals. Terrorism historically has a particularly governmental overtone, and we are led to believe something else. So I mentioned yesterday the war on terror in these conflicts that the United States is involved in. If you start to understand what is really going on, then there is no mystery about this kind of nonsense. The 21st century list of conflicts from the Oracle that leaves much to be desired. Much is left out of the list, the Oracle list. But, you know, 2001 to present is the war on terror. Where is the entry for all of those false flag incidents, the traditional way America gets to war, according to folks like Patrick Clausen? Where are all of those entries? Strategy of tension. Honesty. Anyway, that'll do it for the second hour. Third hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.